Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Yo, it's Wednesday. I mean, it's Rap Names Day. We back in the fucking building, man. You know the voice, you know the headline, you know it's Mari. Jerry, what's going on, man? We back, we here.
It's another day. A lot of shit has changed. A lot of things have happened since the last time we talked, my brother. I'm excited. I'm excited to, you know what I mean, to get to it.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. We got a lot to get to. We got some shit to get to, man. You know, we've been having a conversation, you know, off the air about what transpired since then and shit, but we're going to get to it. We damn sure going to get to it, you know. You know, as usual, man, we start this off with what we've been listening to this past, you know, week or so. And, man, like, my playlist really, it didn't really change dramatically. Like, I was just listening to a lot of old Kiss. You know, I went back in the archives. I was listening to, like, a lot of old Styles and, you know what I mean? Then that took me to listening to We Are the Streets again, which is never a bad album to put on ever. You know, it's just one of them. R&B wise, man, I went back and I was listening to like the old, like the ladies. You know what I mean? I was listening to Monica shit. I got into Brandy and all of that, some Mary shit. You know what I mean? Just on some, just how the algorithms do. You listen to one song, and algorithm take you on a wild ride and all that. So shout out to the algorithms once again. And then other than that, man, I was just listening to Pusha. Like niggas already know Drake album is not leaving the rotation. I'm sorry. Sorry, man. It's just not leaving the rotation, man. This shit is fire. Like, it's a vibe, as the kids say these days. I hate to say that word, but god damn, this shit is like, it's one of them. It's one of them, man.
Wow. One of them. Okay. Hey, man, listen, man, you like it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? But for me, my music these last couple of days, bro, is, I mean, I don't know if niggas want to, you know, pull over if they listen to it in their car or whatever. Make sure you don't bang, you know what I mean? Don't do too much because I might shock you. But, you know, outside of, you know, I was listening to Push, obviously, you know, going to the show, which we'll get into later. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, you know the vibe going to that. It's like, yo, I'm playing all that shit. Like, I want to hear all that shit. Like, I'm going there. I want to hear this shit. So that, and then... over the weekend, I had done a little stuff for my daughter, got like a little inflatable pool, you know what I mean? I got the water slide, you know what I'm saying? Hooked it all up, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, well, F it, let me throw some music on. So, you know, I throw her music on at first. And then I was just like, let me test this Beyonce out real quick with her. Let me tell you something. That Beyonce song, my nigga, slap.
Fire.
Fucking slap.
Fire. Like, incredibly like, fire.
Like, yeah. Yo, I like that song.
Yes,
right,
bro. Like, I just like that. I listened to that song on the way to Pusha show and the way back after I just got done hearing the hardest drug rap ever made. I listened to that song on my drive home, and that shit had me in the greatest mood, dog. That song is amazing.
Bro, so like that's the vibe I was on all weekend. I was listening to that. I listened to Chris Brown new album, that John Slap. I think he might have given us one of them Johns that can replace for those people that came up in my era. You know what I'm saying? Or our, excuse me, and the boy that's the second wave of the human beings that I guess is canceled, and he gave us that slapper of an album, and that album was something that, listen, ladies, I know y'all heard that thing like 85 times. Whether it was with your new dude, your ex, your little slide, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I promise you heard that album with multiple occasions. 100%. And then, you know, listen, we was outside. I didn't listen to the Chris Brown album outside with my daughter. Let me just make that clear, right? Like, that wasn't it. That was on some, I was burning. I was
personal,
like, yeah. But yo, I threw the Drake album on.
Outside.
I found the vibe for it, right? The vibe is, you know, I got my flip-flops on. I ain't got no socks. There's some water over there. Now, granted, it's just an inflatable pool, but the pool was extra cold.
Still water.
It's 90 degrees outside, right? You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, so I found the vibe for it. Dang. You know what I mean? So, like, I get it. I still don't fuck with the album, but like I listened to it and I was like, okay.
At least you understand now. Like,
okay. I can, you know, hey, I can see myself being at a day party and everybody's dressed in all white. You know what I'm saying? And the wind is blowing and we just got done doing the down, bring it down, bring it down. Damn, the cha-cha Jones or whatever the fuck the Jones is. Yeah. And then next thing you know, DJ's like, oh, let me get current. And he throws the Drake on. I get it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I get it. Okay. Still don't fuck with the album, though.
Oh, man. I mean, hey, man, listen. As long as you
it's not for, the vibe excuse for me, it, it's not for me. It's not for me.
There we go. Because in 2022, we want to be always correct.
Yeah, it's just like, not for me.
We don't want to put people shit down because I'll be like,
I don't want no beef.
I'd be so tempted to call people shit trash sometimes, but I'd be like, you know what? That's just not for me, or I haven't heard it. You know, even if I did listen to it, if I didn't like it, I'll probably tell you I ain't really listened to it yet. I'll check it out, whatever. You know, but you know, man, speaking of being current, we got Shine and we got Puff. We got them niggas back together now. Like, we got them niggas performing together now in 2022, bro. Like, I was what, 11 years old when Shine got locked up? This 99? Like, bro, I was a kid. And
he got locked up in 99.
Yeah, I think all that shit happened in 99. I'm not sure if he went.
I mean, it's around there. It's no later than 2000. I know that.
No later. Yeah, 99, 2000. So I'm 11, 12 years old around that time. And I just remember Bad Boys being like the illest song on the radio. That shit used to be on the radio all day. It used to be on BET all day. That song was incredible. It still is to this day. Like, we talked about that before, many episodes ago. And, you know, the whole situation happened. And, you know, they switched up the lawyers. You know, Sean ended up doing a dime behind the shooting and shit like that. Diddy got his shit, you know, all clear. Of course, you know, it's puff. Like, come on. He wasn't about to sit down and do no time. Like, come on now. But, you know, Sean talked about that. Sean spoke on that. He said he know he had some resentment over the years, you know, for a while behind that shit. But then after a while, he was just like, you know what? We grown, dog. That shit happened. It is what it is. I got to take responsibility, you know, things like that. And now he's a whole politician out here. He's a whole different. He's a changed man. Look at the range, man. Got a whole new game plan, dog. Like, he's really out here. So I thought that was dope to see. I thought it was good to see, because I didn't even know that the BET awards were airing. I had no idea, like zero idea. Did you know
first and foremost, brother? Let me just let you know one thing. John Gervais does not do is award shows. I'm not a really particular award show individual. Okay. I just don't particularly like them. I always thought BET's Joan was just like, and it was like some mid, you know what I mean? Now I fuck with the Joan, whatever the one that has the cipher.
Oh, okay, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, well, but was, like, I watch it for the cipher.
I guess that's hip hop awards, I guess. I guess that would be the hip hop. Yeah.
But I will say this, I did not watch, but thanks, shout out to social media, you know. It's dope seeing, like, knowing that, like, you know, when you know there was bad blood or there was some shit that went left with cats, and, you know, to see them be able to get to a point, whether it's real or not, you know what I mean? Listen, it's none of my business. You know, I pay or I indulge to see this, and that's what they gave me, what's happening off. That's between them. You know what I mean? It's not my business to want to question it, right? Like, if they squashed it, right, cool. If they didn't, and they just want some, yo, we gonna get this bag because we know the people want it, then so be it. I'm with that too, because I understand you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta feed your family, right?
Yeah.
But you know, then you see like the locks up there, right? That's fire, because and I tweeted this out, damn, it's crazy, you know what I mean? Like, yo, remember, like, they was going to hit Puff with a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Like, many, many moons ago. Like, they was going to hit Puff with a refrigerator. So it got me thinking, fam. We've seen that's two very dicey situations that got mended, right? We've seen Kiss and Hove. We've seen Kiss and Beans. We've seen a lot. You know what I mean? We've seen
hell. We saw Cam and Nas, and that nigga Cam was saying some crazy shit tonight.
My nigga, on some Philly shit, I seen fucking Gil fucking talking to, you know, X, Y, and Z, Beans, and all these dudes when it was a time, hey, man, we thought it was going to, like, the world knew about the kissing them niggas, thinking it was going to go down. We knew about that, and we knew, yo, it can go down with these niggas over here, too, because it's a lot of greasy talk going back and forth on these mixtapes. Yeah. It got me thinking, yo, do you think we'll ever get Puff? Do you think we'll ever get Dame and Hove on a stage again, bro?
Man, you know what? As bad as I want to say yes, I don't know, man. I think the closest we got to that was when Jay-Z shouted him out at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when he shouted out Dame or whatever.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna get to that is Hov being cordial when his name is mentioned. I'm not sure if there's even a scenario. I mean, because Hov is not really like outside these days on some rap shit or some, you know, be at an event where Dame would even, you know, like I don't know, man. I would want to. I really would, and I think if anybody was going to put that together, it would be Biggs. I think now let's say Biggs does a podcast or some shit like that, right? And the anniversary of an album come up or some moment, and he like, you know what? I want to get y'all in this. We have to talk. Like, let's just have a, you know, whatever. Then maybe, but man, I'm really like, I was holding out hope for that a couple years ago when Jay-Z made amends with Jazzo and stuff like that. Like, I was like, oh, this is beautiful. Like, you got everybody up there. Like, that shit been going on forever.
That just lets you know how crazy the Dame and Hov shit probably really is. It's deeper than it's not on some like I mean, I know they wasn't brothers like that to the mm-hmm. degree of like they came up together, right? Because you know, Hov mm-hmm. was with Tata and all them. Dame being a Harlem nigga, you know, mm-hmm. like his peoples was camp, like you know what I mean, all them type peoples, you know what I'm saying? So like, I know it wasn't that, but you really got the sense that there was a brotherhood that was developed between them two. You know what I'm saying? A family that was there. So like, man, I keep hoping for like one of those. Obviously, the song would have been Big Pimpin', but Homie doesn't do it anymore. Like back, right. But like I used to always wish like when he would do Big Pimpin', because I know that he really loves, like Push, he really loves Philly or whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, because you know, close ties and all that. Yeah, I always was like, yo, that'd be so crazy if Dame just came out and did the boom, boom, boom. Yeah. But we just never gonna get that, bro.
Yeah, man, it's tough. It's tough to imagine, but I will say this. Like you said, I'll never say never on something like that because they do have history, whether it's bad, good, whatever, they have history. Now, if we see a picture with these niggas in the next couple months for fucking it Christmas and they're talking, I wouldn't be surprised, but I just don't. I think I'm kind of like on the side of like 80-20 that this like won't happen. So there's still some hope there, but it's like, I don't know, dog. Like, I want to see it, but you know, man, because just because like Rockefeller
meant so much to us. They're 50s.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, these are grown. Like, you know, we grown. Niggas is grown men, bro. Like, these niggas is grown as fuck. So, at this point, like, you run the risk of dudes being stuck in their ways. You run the risk of things have been said behind scenes that we're not privy to.
Niggas can't take back.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, we know some shit was said behind scenes and niggas can't take back, dog.
Yeah, we know some shit that got said.
When you don't got them two. You don't got two. Yeah. You don't got two niggas like that are as accomplished as they are to know how to shit talk. Nigga, like, come on, bro. Dane like,
was talking to his brothers on the the show? The family joint, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it was like a family therapy show or whatever. And then he was talking greasy to his blood brothers. Niggas was on there about to cry and shit. Like,
yo, nah, I ain't see that joint.
Bro, like YouTube the clips, man. He was talking crazy to them niggas, bro. Crazy, like greasy. Cheesesteak greasy to them, you know what I'm saying? So Dame's one of them guys, you know that. You see that Breakfast Club interview? Had Envy and them up there flustered and all that. Like, it's just, he's just one of them guys, man. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it go, though.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. you're waiting in line at the meat counter, you're taking a number, maybe this place doesn't have a number, you're jostling with fellow customers, you're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon, maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something, I don't know, that was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
But, you know, we talked about this a little bit, you know, to start the show off, Jer. The show that we've been waiting for all this time, man. The show that we've been waiting for all this time, all these years, it finally happened, bro. The It's Almost Dry tour. And I know y'all gonna see this somewhere. You see the shirt, man. So my shirt and the CD came the day after the concert. The day after, you know, the concert was on the Tuesday. This shit came in the mail like the very next day. And I was like, damn, this is perfect. Like, yeah, I wish I could have got the shit before. I would award, you know, to the joint support and shit. But I was like, it's cool, it's all good. So I went to the show Tuesday. You went to the show on Thursday. Let's see how similar the experience was, right? So get there, and they like, yeah, start at, you know, whatever, 8:00. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, cool. It's all good. We get there, you know, on time-ish.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing's going on at first. Just the DJ up there just doing his thing. You know, he's mixing and doing the playing some shit. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. That's my time to get a couple drinks, to light up. I'm chilling. I'm just chilling. Got a couple beers. I'm chilling. Nothing too crazy. I'm still in my element. I'm good. Opening that come out, dude named Ruben Vincent. He was good. I fuck with him. I think I texted you when I was at the show. I told you, like, it took him a little minute to warm up and get in his groove, but once he did, he had some crazy crowd control and he did his thing. So how did you feel at this point of the show, like the beginning of the show, or like whatever you call it, the beginning, the opening, and all of that? What was going on in the show for you at this point?
So shout out to you. You kind of gave me the blueprint on what it was, and like I told you in the text, you was like, "Yo, boy, did I all right?" And my response was, "Niggas like that don't really do well here."
because we will boo.
And tell you to get the fuck off the stage because I didn't pay to see you. And it's not fair because they're artists. They try and do their thing. But we as the consumer, hey, man, if he not going to come on stage to 10, just tell me you're not going to come on stage to 10. I'm still going to pull up. Word. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I get there probably around you kind of gave me a blueprint like around like that 10-ish. I get there like 9:45, 9:35, 9:45. I was just like, yo, just in case Bull gets booed off,
yeah,
I need, you know what I mean, Push is actually in the building, you know what I'm saying? So I caught maybe the last song. I don't really remember people rocking, but he wasn't getting booed. So if it was the same Bull, you know what I mean? He was probably
just restless. He probably was just restless at that point. Like, yo, just bring Push out. Like,
yeah.
Just
come on. Because this is when you've been to shows. This is when you start to be like, is Bull here yet?
Right. Right. And I think you said that too. I think he was like, man, this nigga probably not even here yet. Like at that point.
Because the DJ hit us with a Push is on his way, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I said, yo, did this nigga just say Push on his way?
You know what he was hitting us with? He kept on saying, y'all make some noise. Y'all want to see Pusha T. So we making noise and we like, oh shit, he about to come on there next. And he'll play something else. And I'm like, this nigga playing a dangerous game right now. So then he'll do it again. He'll slow it down. And then he played a Pusha T verse. And he was like, yo, Atlanta, I'm gonna need y'all to make some noise. Y'all want to see Pusha T make some noise? And he doing all this, the you know, the extra shit. And I'm like, oh, here you go. Nope, more songs. And I'm like, all right then, bro. Like, this is, have it your way, because these motherfuckers in a minute, they gonna, you know, whatever. So they started to get a little settled down, and there was some people next to me. They was like, I thought they was booing, but they was like, push, like bring out push. And I was like, oh, okay. I thought shit was going to get hectic for boy right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Was going it get dicey, bro. Like, I mean, it kind of find out, like, as you know, his tour was so tight the way it was. Boy probably wasn't. He probably was just getting to town or whatever case may be. I think his son's birthday was the day after my show. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, who knows? What, you know what I mean? Yeah, there was a lot going on for Bull or whatever. But at that point in time, so, like, yeah, we around, like, 9:30, 9:45, nothing. Bull's on stage. And then it's, like, 10 o'clock. He's not on stage yet. And then he hits us with the pushes on his way. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately for me, that just gave me more time to, you know what I mean, keep the party going. You know what I mean? I was already grooving, getting there. You know what I'm saying? But by the time he – so I'd say he probably hit the stage with us – 10:15, 10:20,
right?
Maybe close to 10:30 at latest.
That's on about right. So, you know, we spoke about this on the last episode where both, you know, you and I, we tried to figure out why we didn't get a chance to see Daytona, and he didn't come down here and he didn't go to Philly for Daytona. So I said, I want to see some shit from Daytona. I want to see if you know, you know. I want to see, you know, this type of shit. And what did he do? Acapella. Pulling up in that toy on that boy. I was like, I'm in there losing my mind, bro. And then that, if you know, you know. And I was just like, yo, he got it. He got it.
He put on a, I mean, I'll be real. I don't ever think I've been to a Push show and I didn't say, damn, Push killed that shit.
He destroyed that shit, man.
It's always dope when you've seen an artist come up and you see them get better. Push was on stage by himself, just him and the DJ, right? No special guests, no nothing like that at our show. Yep. I would imagine probably the same at y'all's. Runs through his whole catalog, fam, you know what I mean? And then I think he had a stretch of like a couple songs where I think he went in chronological order of his albums and took a song off each album.
Each one,
That sounded about right. And I didn't even peep, and my man was like, oh, shit. He just played a song off every album in the order. And then, like, it was just like, oh, crap, because I know he did that on purpose.
Absolutely.
Like, there's a way artists get to, when you go to shows, how can I say this? And you'll know what I mean. When you go to a show, right? Like, I'm going to the Kendrick show. I'm a Kendrick fan, but I'm not deep into Kendrick's career. I just think I respect Boy. I think he's one of the better ones of his generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I got all the respect. I'm not there on every step Boy made.
Yeah, I'm not worried. You know what I mean?
But like Push, I am. But so like I feel like at the Kendrick show he's gonna do some things that me as a casual fan of his music is not going to catch, but the core fan so it's dope, and I know that's why I'm saying, like, I know Push did that on purpose because it's a way of paying homage to the fans that have been there since day one. Absolutely. They've been rocking with you. You know what I mean? It's little subtle things, man, and you appreciate that, man. I haven't been outside in a very long time as far as, like, that atmosphere. But I'll say, from what I can remember, that was one of the better shows that I've seen.
I think it's the best that I've seen. And again, I tried to make sure I'm keeping things in perspective because I'm like, I don't want this to be recency bias because I just went. And like you said, I hadn't been outside really in a while. The Babyface Ray concert was the first time I went outside in a minute to a show. So when the Push show happened, it was just like, nah, this is the best rap show that I've been to because he performed the songs that I've memorized and like been driving to and in my house listening to and in my AirPods listening to. Like, he did all of the joints. He did Numbers on the Board. He did If You Know, You Know. He did Santeria. He did Infrared, bro. He fucking performed Infrared live. Like, I love that.
Yo, song. Did he say Baby's name there?
Yeah.
Okay, because he didn't say Baby. He didn't say. So he said.
Video. Let me.
He said. Okay. What he said? He was like, oh, now it's okay to kill. And then he didn't say it. We said Baby. And then he was like, niggas looked at me wrong. Like, I really killed a baby.
Okay. So maybe that was just him doing a little. Yeah.
And I asked that not for anything other than because there's a lot of behind the scenes shit that we don't know, right? And right. For all these thorough ass niggas that out here to act like they this, that, and a third, a lot of them like Puff when his name was getting mentioned on Jones, make it illegal or do something where you gotta, you know what I'm saying? And I was wondering if he did it there. I couldn't tell if it was like, yo, the crowd's just rocking, y'all know the words, or if it was, yo, I can't say Bull's name.
It could have been. It could have been a situation like that. That's what I'm thinking it was. Because like once he sees the crowd getting into it, he'll do that. Like I'll get into that like a little later, like what he did and what song it was for us. But so at this point in the show, he's doing the joints, he's stopping, he's like, yo, you know, Atlanta, I've been coming down here for a long time. And then he'll stop and he'll talk. And that nigga said, the best rapper alive. I know who's, you know what I mean? The best rapper breathing. I know who's alive to me. And he get into the next song and like he just get the, you know, like doing his thing. And the thing that I loved about it, like you said, it's just him. It's him and the DJ. That's it. Like that's rapping his purest form. That's Eric B and Rakim. Rapper, DJ, I'ma rock the crowd. I'ma do this. I'ma talk to y'all. You know what I mean? I'ma see what's going on. So sitting there live, seeing that shit, bro, like it was. I zoned out a couple of times because I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is Pusha T doing Daytona right now. Like, I can't believe this shit, bro. Like, I love this album, live by this album, and he's doing it right here live. So to see that and to see the crowd, and I will say this. Let me say this right now because there has been lies and rumors out there about Pusha T, nasty lies and vicious rumors about Pusha T. And I'm here to tell you, he brings women out to his shows. They show
tell,
up.
For yo, talk. To them, because I told him and I told Trey, yo, yes. Dog, push a T and brings them out.
And I don't mean, oh, it's just a couple and they out. No,
no,
them out.
They come out. Ones,
yeah, they come out for push.
And and let me just say when I say they come out for push, because I mean as like or like they wearing like the trendy shit now, like the you know. The backpacker type gear, right? And I was just like, nah. They were actually very much, yo, like pre-pandemic when you go out and like, you know what I'm saying? Right before everybody just said, yo, being so different is in now. Like, yeah, it was like yeah. it was like the yo, really I got this dress. And shout out to Push, bro. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Because none of his songs were like, you know,
play not one lovey song, bro. Not one lovey song.
He didn't play games with that. Like he came out there, he knew the crowd, he knew exactly who he was talking to. He was like, yo, where my Get Money niggas at? Yo, I'm about to, you know, do da da. And so he get into the shit. So then he started doing shit off. He did Let the Smoker Shine the Coops.
Yeah,
I thought that fucking place was gonna explode, bro. Like literally the vibration in there and how he had shit rocking because the way the venue is set up, if you know, for you guys who've never been to Center Stage in Atlanta, there's a huge standing area by the stage, and then there's seats, you know, that go up to the top. That standing area got out of control, bro. Like they were losing their minds, and we in the
seats. Did y'all have a mosh pit?
Damn near.
We had one.
To tell him, like, he was like, hey, open this shit up. He'll open this shit up. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what he told him.
And yeah, he did the same shit with us.
And they did one right then and there. Matter of fact, now that you just said that, they opened it up, stepped back, gave him space, and then they was in the middle just going crazy. Like, he really killed that shit, dog. Like, to the point where I think my favorite song seeing him perform live was If You Know, You Know. Only because, like, the way that song sets that album off, and then because we just talked about it on the last episode, and he did it, he went right into it. Like,
bro, he Push showed me a lot that night on how he is as a performer. It makes me consider wanting to go see paying to see a Made in America just to see him see if he can control a festival crowd. Like, I know he can, but I've just never been there for it, right? So, like, I kind of want to go see that or whatever because the mosh pit is very festival, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? If You Know, You Know, that album, Daytona, is I've told you, I believe I've said it plenty of times. That's like my favorite one or whatever the case may be. And if it's not that, then it's Till Dusk Do Us
Darkest Before Dawn?
That'd be Darkest Before Dawn. Thank you.
That's my shit. That's my shit.
Like, bro, like you said, yo, when he did If You Know, You Know, the building was erupting. Infrared is still crazy. Like, yo, Infrared, bro, like, yo, he could have, I would have paid to see him do Daytona. And it's like, here you go. Back to my original point, right? He knows he didn't come. I mean, I don't know what his set is going to be like everywhere, right? He knows he didn't. He knows he didn't touch enough cities.
Absolutely.
With that Daytona tour. I got y'all. I know, like, yo, my bad. We was in a little panic. You know what I mean? Things was kind of dicey. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Who knows? Contract situation. I mean, I think, matter of fact, what you call, his wife might have been pregnant at the time or whatever, around that time. Yeah. Like, you know, because the numbers added, because I believe that, I believe that album came out when around the time Haven was born.
18 was Daytona.
Yeah, and Haven was born in 19.
Okay, yeah.
So
and his son might have been 1920. So 1920, that could have, yeah. That makes sense. That make a lot of
sense. So 19 would have been the tour, but 19, she's probably pregnant.
Right.
And so he's not doing as many tours. Man, he's doing enough just to do what he got to do to get the money that he needs to do what he got to do, but he's not doing it all. You know what I mean? Right. That's the luxury, bro. Like, and when you up.
I think he knew that. Like again, like, we, you know, foreshadowed this on the last pod. I was like, bro, like, I was like, yo, he know he owe up. Like, he know. And I think he going to deliver, and he definitely did that, because Infrared is one of those songs that, like, if he didn't do it, I wouldn't have been mad at him. Because it's not like, it's not,
I didn't
like,
even think, you know, you know. I didn't even think he would play Infrared. It didn't cross my mind, because I didn't think that
That's exactly my point. Like, it's not like a Numbers on the Board where it's like, that's a signature push song. Or it's not like some shit off of this new album. Like, you have to do this album. You know, like, basically all of it damn near. But Infrared was a song where it was like, if he didn't do it, I wouldn't even probably notice. I wouldn't have tripped on that. But when he did it, I was like, see, he's elevating right now, because he just did a song that he didn't have to do. And I already think it's one of the best diss songs ever made. And but seeing him perform it live and be so, like, with it, you know, that energy still from that shit, it was amazing to see. So when you get If You Know, You Know, you get Santeria, you get What Would Meek Do, he did that. And in my head, I was like, man, it'd be so crazy.
Wait, do you have the playlist?
I don't have a playlist.
Okay.
I can probably,
because matter of fact, you know, so one thing I noticed, that this particular time I went to the show, I did not pull my phone out really. I pulled it out once. And I was just like, yo, you know, and I'm mad because I usually try to write down one of my homies. I like to write down the playlist, because if I fuck with the concert, then, you know, I get to relive it. You know what I mean? You know, everything's a memory. But I did not pull my phone out, and I'm a little salty, because that was such a rocking show that I wanted to just relive that show. But
I almost didn't. But I had to.
Bro, it was like I didn't want to, and I pulled my phone out quick, took like a picture, and that was like, all right, like, I was like, I can't do it. But like, it was like, I wanted to do it, but I was trying my hardest to just stay in the moment and just enjoy. I'm grateful for it. It just sucks. I 100% see the other side of it.
I'm gonna send you, I'm gonna send you the shit that I got. I'm gonna send you the videos that I got, because I took a decent amount of videos.
Okay.
I was conflicted as well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a great point at any show, right? Like, You're conflicted with, I want to be in the moment. I don't want to have to hold this and get the right camera angle like a videographer. I just want to hear the songs that I came to hear him perform. I just want to chill and, you know, light up or whatever. I'm chilling. But then a part of me was like, man, I gotta take a piece of this show home with me. I got to. I gotta have some of this shit, you know, for later. So I definitely did that. He did, man. He did so much shit, bro. Like, and then I text you too, and I had to let you know, like, hey, I don't know if he's gonna do the same thing there as he did down here, but he pulled some Marvel movie shit on us, where, like, after the credits went off, it was some extra, because he ended the show and he was like, yo, Atlanta, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I love y'all, you know, whatever, whatever. He, you know, did his whole thing, and then he walked off, you know, the stage closed or whatever. So the DJ is still rocking. So, you know, me and the homie. Oh, and you know what? Before I say that, let me say this. The homie that I went there with, he had just saw him at something in the water festival. He said Pusha T destroyed that shit. Like, he was easily the best performer.
Yeah, yo, he's on fire right now. The nigga's on fire.
So he just had saw him over there, and he still went to this show because he was like, I want to see him again because he was that good. Like, I'm here to just watch him again. So, but so basically, so what he did in Atlanta, you know, to end his show, he came back out. He was like, yo, fuck that. He was like, yo, if y'all still rocking with me, we could do some more. What up? So everybody in there going crazy. They're making noise. They're like, losing their mind. So he was like, yo, like, throw that shit on. He do, young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. He does his verse on that. Yeah, he does his verse on. He does his verse on Mercy. He did his verse on I Don't Like the remix. Then you know what he did?
Yeah, he did that.
He did Grinding. He fucking did Grinding, bro.
Okay, so let me tell you,
dog.
Yo, so. He definitely has, he definitely goes off the stage. So he did that twice with us. He did the one joint where he goes off the stage and he hits us with the art, I'm out, but the DJ plays his laugh and all that shit. And then he played like a couple songs and then he dipped again. And then he played some more songs, but I can't tell you the songs that he played because I'm gonna keep it being with you. It's a little dicey at this point in time.
Okay.
I'm saying I was outside, brother. I'm saying,
yeah. You was tired. Yeah,
outside.
He was ready to go home. Yeah. Basically,
I was super ready to go home.
Jerv is saying right now he was tired by this point. This is a man with responsibilities. He was tired, man. That's all.
And it was a Thursday night.
Man, it was Thursday week. It's a school night, man. You got
to. And I had to be up at 6 a.m.
Listen, man was tired. Man was clearly tired. You know what I mean? It's what it is. You know, and he was like, hey, he was like, man, I'm about to play this next shit, but I ain't doing no singing tonight. He said, I done did a lot. I ain't doing no singing. So if you know the words, sing to this shit. And in my head, I'm like, singing? I'm like, what are you talking about? He did Runaway. He fucking did Runaway on that shit, bro. So, and I always do something wrong. I was like, no.
You been putting up with my shit. Just, yo, bro. Remember a while back we asked the song that you sing at the top of your lungs or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm going to be real. It's that song right there. Now, I know it'll fit the bill of like the R&B song.
Yeah,
but like, bro, it's that hook right there, yo.
Yeah, it's classic. It's classic, bro.
Like at the top of my lungs, yo.
There was a lady next to me losing her shit the entire show, bro. And I need y'all to understand when I tell y'all this. This is not a lady that you would see on the street and just walk past and just be like, eh. No. It's one of them. She was losing her mind to Pusha T's entire set. When that song came on and he did his verse on that, you couldn't tell her she ain't write that. She was going crazy. So again, these nasty lies and rumors about Pusha T not bringing the women out need to stop right here. I would not allow y'all to keep saying.
I know who started that rumor. I don't like started it, that rumor.
I hate it. I hate it so much. I really do.
You know who started that rumor, but I don't want to get you in any trouble.
Nah, it's all good. I know
niggas got.
You don't want to fuck up the political connects.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck up political collects. You know who started that rumor.
I'm not going to disagree with that. Shit. Yeah, I'm not going to be showing this nigga, man. Here you go, man.
My fault. I thought I was on mute.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good, man. but no, so like that show, and it also enforced another point to me about seeing artists perform live. I don't think you can properly judge like most music unless you've seen some music perform live. So if you've never been to a concert ever, music is going to sound way different to you, and it's not going to hit you the same way as if you see it and you see the artist who you support and you fuck with, you know, doing these songs live, because it elevated Daytona for me. It elevated It's Almost Dry for me. It just elevated so much shit in my book with Push that he's already, you know, up on this plateau, this pedestal in my book. I feel like he jumped up a couple spots because, like, shit, man, like, that dude is a professional master at rap and at performing and at these shows. Like, it's levels, dog. Like, it's different, man. It's really different. Best. You've been to concerts and you see him because he's getting his words out. He's not letting the audio carry him. He's rapping this shit like he's rapping this shit like he's, you know, rapping to get a deal. And this guy's a vet, so you know, solidified legend in the game. And like that, I mean, for me, that's the impact the show had on me.
Like 20, been in the game for like over 25 years, dog.
Yeah. And still doing it at an extremely high level. So I got to shout out to Pusha T, man. Like that show was incredible. He's actually doubling back. He's coming back down to Atlanta October-ish, mid to end of October. The venue that he's gonna be at, I'm not familiar with it, like at all. So I'm not really too pressed.
I'd go see that thing again.
I definitely would go see it. Like now, if I can just get tickets, you know, and go, I will go. But like if I don't, I won't be as upset because I just saw this amazing show at Center Stage. But I do want to go to that shit though. So I'm gonna try and see what's up. But yeah, shout out to Push. You know what I mean? Shout out to the crowd that he brings out, you know what I mean, specifically.
Yes, sir.
If you haven't had a chance to see Pusha T live, man, please do yourself a favor. And when those tickets go on sale, please make that show. Please do. He's not gonna come on stage for like 2 hours after the start time. But hey, it's worth the wait, man. Fuck it, it's Push.
It's all good.
It's all good, man. You know, we gotta get into this though. Cause I looked up and I did the math, 10, 20 times in my head, and I was like, it couldn't have been this long ago. But 26 years ago, bro, 26 years ago, we got Reasonable Doubt. And it's still talked about to this day as arguably the greatest rap album, one of them, on a short list of them. And
well, not according to that fucking poll.
Oh, boy. Bro, they had Life After Death at like 59, bro. I still can't get over that shit. That was enough for me. It was too much for me, man. I don't even want to. Oh, anyway. Reasonable Doubt is one of them joints, right? So I always have this kind of argument, debate with myself, with my friends, all of that, of where this ranks in Jay's discography. And I've come to the conclusion that it's for me, it's not necessarily about like putting a number on it, but I think personally, it's top three. No matter what order you put his albums in, I think it's a top three Jay-Z album. Like that's, I'm firm on that because my top three Jay-Z albums, I'll just give you the three. Blueprint, number one for me. I want to say Reasonable Doubt second, and then I'll take Black Album third. And, you know, in depending on the day you ask me, they might switch, you know, but Blueprint I think is going to just always stay number one for me. But shit, 26 years later, dog, like, I mean, this shit has aged gracefully. You look at that track list, bro. Like that track list is this shit is unbelievable.
I mean, bro, it aged how it was supposed to age, right? Like, you know, Fine Wine does this thing over time, right? Like, it's arguably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rap album of all time. Done by arguably, if not the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper of all time, who is, you know, quote unquote, the master of all flows, you know what I mean? One Take Hov, like whatever you want to say, you know, it makes sense. That's my three. My three's just a little different. I probably put Black Album one,
okay,
Blueprint two, and then Reasonable Doubt three, but I'm not arguing with anybody for what
because I'm not, you know, mad at that at all.
Reasonable Doubt, bro, it's a masterpiece to me. It's one of those albums, man, where when you talk about hip hop, you got to mention it.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean? Like, you can't mention the year that album came out and not mention that album for hip hop. Yeah.
It's going to be the first or the second album that you mentioned easily. I mean, shit, you look at the track list, bro. Nigga start the album off with Can't Knock the Hustle with Mary. Like, what are we even doing? You start the album off with Can't Knock the Hustle. Like, what are we doing? Then you go to Politics as Usual. How do you even make that?
I love that song.
Bro, that song is amazing. Like, how do you even make that? It's one of those type of joints. You get to Brooklyn's fucking finest with Biggie.
The one of two. One of two, I believe.
Yeah, we got this and we got I Love the Dough.
Yeah, one of two songs that we have with the two of them on it together. And man,
imagine what the commission would have sounded like. Oh my god,
man. Come on, dog. Like,
oh my god, man.
Niggas want to act like
we got Dead Presidents too.
Love it.
You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song.
Made a hot song. Come on, dog.
It's, you know, it's one of them. Then you got a song that, when I tell you, I literally used to listen to this song every single day when I was about maybe like 13, 14. Nah, this is Feeling It.
Oh, I'm feeling this next year. Oh.
Feeling It is fucking
feeling it. Fill the glass to the top with Moet. Feeling
it. I keep it realer than most, you know. Man, come on, dog. Like,
it's a luxurious take one more hit
and then I leave that weed alone, man. It got me going. Like,
I know I'm getting weed and now. I know I contradicted myself. Look, I don't need that now.
I don't need that now.
It's just once in the blue when there's nothing to do. When that
intention get too thick for my sober mind to cut through. Come on, dog. Like, it's it's different, dog. Then you got The Evils. One of the most creative. Like, come on, dog. It's just
creative song.
Like, then you got 22 twos.
Counted them out too.
That's 20, man. Listen, dog. I don't need. He started it off so crazy. Like, he started it off. Yeah, nah. He's different. He was different. He was different for this. This was insane. Like, and then he got like the background shit where it's like, who said that? See, this is why we can't never have shit. Cause nigga, like that was. I thought that was a great touch on it. Then you get the Can I Live. Can I Live is one of those songs that, like, all-time rap songs, it's up there for me. It's up there. It's up there.
Can I Live is a line that it's a song that created a comeback for people that were growing up around that time. Instead of using vulgar language, instead of saying the things that would automatically lead to like a rumble or stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, it gave you the ability, yo, can I live, y'all? Yo,
yeah, can I live? Yeah, like, can you I know live? What
I mean? I love that
around,
song.
You come around with some shoes that a nigga may not be feeling. You like, damn, bro, can I live?
Yeah,
you
can I live, dog? Like,
now let that nigga live, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, let that nigga live, dog. Like, he ain't doing nothing to you. Yeah, my bad.
That nigga Jay said, so I keep one eye open like CBS.
You see me stressed, right? Can I live? By the way, when Push did he killed that shit too.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more about crime, no more mixed drug and show money. Biggs Burke on top. Yeah, stop playing with that nigga, man. He did that too at the fucking show. Come on, man. Like, come on, dog. Then you got Ain't No Nigga. Nah, I'm gonna tell you this. This is the song that made me a Jay-Z fan. I was a kid when this shit dropped, and I remember all of the older dudes in my neighborhood. They used to go crazy for this one line he said in there. Where he's like, "I've been missing since you was playing with Barbie and Kenny. You can't stop me game in the ninth inning." They used to go so crazy for that because they was like, "Yo, like niggas not talking that like him. Like they not, you know." And I used to always pay attention because I was like, "Man, like." That gotta be some shit because like everybody, all of the adults that who like knew what was going on, they was like, nah, this is it. He is it. He is the guy. And that song made me a Jay-Z fan. Like I love that. I listen to that song to this day. It made me a fan.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was what the Nutty Professor soundtrack.
See? Yeah. Yup. Same around that time.
Yep. I think the video was of the Nutty Professor. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got Friend or Foe, like, come on, dog. Come on, man. Fucking Friend or Foe. Like, how do you have all of these songs on the same album? And then you followed it up with Coming of Age with Bleak.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy. A G, I ride with you for free. I want the long term. Santana ain't got one of those. I'm sorry. I hate to go back and talk about some. I hate it, but he ain't got. He don't.
Yeah, when is that, John?
I think it's July 21st. Yeah, I think that's the date I saw. I could be wrong, but I think it's July 21st.
I'm definitely not planning my day around that. That's when I'm going to catch it. If I catch it, dog. that ain't the Locks versus Dipset where I'm like, yo, y'all watching over there, y'all. I'm about to come through, dog. Watching on the big screen. I can pull that joint up on my phone and just.
I told you last AirPods time. $40, I'm going. $41, I'm going home. So like, it's you know, but I'm gonna see. I'm gonna check it out though. I got to. Like I didn't talk too much shit about, you know, how it's gonna go. I gotta see it. After that, you got Cashmere Thoughts. Cashmere Thoughts, bro. His alter ego. Like, he's, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this is,
it's a masterpiece album, brother.
It's different, dog. Then you got motherfucking Bring It On with Big Jazz and Sauce Money. Shout out to Sauce Money. He's one of the most underrated dudes of all time. But he was holding his
Chinese
own.
The way you duck sauce.
The way you duck sauce. What? Bro, like, Sauce was getting busy on any song he was on. He was getting
y'all niggas coming to lose.
Bro, come on, dog. Like, come on. So, niggas, yo.
Sauce Money. Now, yo, if I can't sit up here and have a conversation with you about how nice Sauce Money was, I don't really want to talk about rap, you know what, dog. Because, like,
you know what? You are 100% right about that. Sauce Money is one of those, he's one of those, like, what do they call it? Like the litmus test, right? He's one of those dudes where it's like, wait, how you feel about Sauce Money? And it's like, who? Nah, never mind. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Nah, it's cool, fam. Don't even trip. Cool.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you talking about the boy? Yeah, don't even trip, though, yo. Yeah, don't even worry about good. It. Good. So, yeah, yo, what was you trying to do?
I'm holler at you next time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yo.
And then you end the album with Regrets. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is back when dudes used to, the last song on the album used to be like some introspective, you know what I mean? Let me really get into some shit before you exit this album. Take this with you too. Hold this down too. So this was just a man, like this.
What you did, brother. That's not a skip on that album.
Yeah,
that's
exactly no skips. No skips
like,
at
there's
all.
Not there's not a one, skip two, on that album.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's 14 songs on here. No skip.
That's crazy.
It's one of those albums where you have to play it from the top because he started off with fucking Can't Knock the Hustle. You can't skip that. You got to play it start to finish. Like, that's one of those albums where you got errands to run for the day. This the soundtrack right here. You ain't got to touch it. Put that shit on, let that rock. Pat somebody's hand if they touch that shit.
Matter of fact, I got to go somewhere with Haven in 2 weeks. As soon as she go to sleep, I'm putting that right on.
you feel me? Yeah, you feel me? Like, it's one of them, man. So, like, to look back and think that it's 26 years old now, and, like, we're still having this conversation. And not only are we having this conversation, but we're still excited about this album. Like, it hasn't been out for 26 years. Like, that's not happening anymore when you talk about rap. Like, you look back at, this is 2022. Let's look back at, like, 2012. Let's really go back and look at 2012 and see how many albums are still to this day, like, no skips. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit I do. I go back and look 10, 15, 16 years. Niggas don't be having one of these, man. Like, this is, different. It's different, man. Nah. You know, and this was that Dame, Biggs, Jay era with the suits on, with the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it is. And that's why we want to see the Rockefeller reunion, the OG Rockefeller reunion. We want to see it so bad because, like, I remember what this shit made me fit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different.
Facts.
It really is. Shout out to Hov, man. Shout out to Rockefeller. Shout out to Reasonable Doubt. Like, this shit, I'm listening to this shit. Like, as soon as we wrap this up, I'm putting this on. Like, this is gonna be the soundtrack to the evening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what it is, man. But hey, man, listen. Until next week, man. Continue to rate, subscribe, review, tell a friend, and all that. We out, man.